This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program, as always, you're invited to join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. That's toll-free. You can bring up anything. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. We have full phones at the moment, so we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. If you're just tuning in, we've talked about everything from the situation with the players taking a knee, Donald Trump now weighing in with his comments about that, and also free speech, the larger question of free speech, which also comes back around to the original story we were discussing with an American liberal female who attacked a man in a apparently in a bar in Europe simply because he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, ostensibly. And there's video of it, and she just flips out and goes off on him. She's been charged with a so-called hate crime. So we've talked about all that and Bitcoin. You can comment on anything or bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. First up, we've got Mike in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey there. You're on the air.
My call. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go for it.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. I usually listen to the program when I'm driving home from work, and that's what I'm actually doing right now.
So thank you for your service.
Well, I did miss some bits and pieces concerning your discussion about the flag.
Yeah,
so
sure.
So I'm not exactly sure what your position on this that is. So I'll just tell you what I think.
Okay.
And then maybe you can tell me how you disagree with that.
All right.
I believe that our flag is absolutely a symbol of our country, which does stand for freedom and liberty.
Our country?
I would consider our country the United States of America.
Is that the landmass or the government?
Okay, I see where you're going with that. Well, see, I come from a military background. My family goes all the way back to World War I in the military. So when I think of the United States of America, I'm not just thinking of the government. I'm also thinking more so of the people. When it talks about in the Constitution, we the people. And I think that that is such a powerful statement.
Would you agree that we the people are dealing with a government that is now defined as enemies domestic?
I'm not sure what you mean by enemies domestic.
I know that military takes an oath to protect the people against enemies foreign and domestic. Would you agree that the government has reached that level?
That our government is actually at war against the people of the United States? Is that what you're asking?
Pretty close. I mean, it steals from them on a regular basis in the form of taxation. There's nothing as far as representation goes in Washington, D.C. They stopped they made it so representatives now represent larger and larger populations rather than the previous iteration of the Constitution where, there was a certain amount of representatives for a certain amount of people. I can go on and on and on, but it looks to me like you have essentially a group of overlords that pay little to no attention to what we want and just force their will on us.
Well, I cannot disagree with that.
Excellent. Then I expect you and your military family to join with me to stand against this government.
How can you do that while you wave a flag?
You can't.
Well, that's the problem I'm going to have with your side on that.
Okay.
Because even though I'm of the opinion when it comes to the Congress, the Senate, Senate and all of the government, I'm of the opinion, let's throw all the bums out.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But why do we have to keep replacing the bums?
Would you agree that the government, starting with Congress, going to the president, maybe even so far as the Supreme Court, although that tends to be America's sort of favorite branch, on down to the government bureaucrats and, you know, that sort of run the thing, the deep state, as they're called, you know, these folks, all of those people, I mean, they actually wear the flag, right? Like, you know,
I see what you're saying.
Soldiers kind of, and police and firemen like me, we wear the flag.
Well, I think what you're saying is that these bureaucrats and these bums in Washington that call themselves congressmen and senators and all of this wrap themselves in the flag when in reality, I think that our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson and all of those that put together the Constitution, I don't think they had any idea or any intention for our Congress, our senators, our government to be what it is today. But be that as it may, I don't see that that's going to change anytime soon.
Agreed,
so
right.
When I think of the flag, I think of it as a symbol and as a representative of what the founding fathers laid down for us. Not what these bums in Washington are doing.
That's a fine opinion. Let me challenge it, if I may.
Okay.
Do you not think that supporting the flag as a symbol gives power and motivation to those bums and bureaucrats and whomever it is? Wouldn't you agree that that gives them power, and it certainly doesn't take any away from them?
My answer would be probably so, because...
Probably what? So. Probably so,
probably
okay.
So, because they like to wrap themselves in the facade of what they are trying to, the facade of what is not really... what it's supposed
and
to
you're
be.
Making that facade stronger, right?
Wouldn't you say that the best thing that you could do is to take as much power as you can away from the bums and the bureaucrats? Look, I'm only using your terminology here, and I like it. It's my terminology, too. I tend to agree with you. It's only that I've run down this path before, and I've done it a few years ago, is that I couldn't justify my... sort of, you know, socially liberal and economically conservative values with what goes on in Washington, D.C. And at some point or another, I had to abandon the notion of the support that they, you know, for their trappings and accoutrement. And I don't know what else to do. Look, I had a 1976 Eldorado convertible that was bedecked in flags. You know, 9/11 made everybody patriotic.
Not me.
No, it made a lot of people patriotic. I'm not an iconoclast. I'm simply try to be a logical thinker. And I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just, you know, asking questions, and I'm trying to bring people who have my sort of ability to think and have my position at heart, that those people along with me. And here's Lysander Spooner, who was, you know, he was a 19th century guy who exchanged letters with Grover Cleveland over whether or not there should be he should be allowed to legally compete with the post office. They shut him down, by the way. And his statement was, the Constitution, be it whatever it might be, has either authorized this government that we have or failed to prevent it. And that's the only conclusion I can come to. We've been failed.
Well, I think that maybe if I gave this illustration about what I'm trying to say concerning our flag,
sure.
I think that all nations have flags, and
yeah,
but whether they're doing it or not, but that flag represents to that nation their the symbolism of who they think and who they want to be. And I think that the American flag, for most Americans, represent liberty and freedom. And I don't think
Unfortunately, the reality of it isn't... I mean, that may be how you feel about it. And thank you for the call, Mike.
And
I appreciate
feel about
the
it
thoughts. But the reality is, it's got 50 stars on that flag. That's the that's a representation of this ginormous United States government that we have that was formed and needs to be abolished. We need secession.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and take control of the airwaves here on the live Saturday edition of the show with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And now you can mine Bitcoin over at pool.bitcoin.com. You can forget about the costs, the constant equipment upgrades, and the maintenance. You can just pay somebody else to do it. In this case, pool.bitcoin.com. They've got the expertise. They've got the pros. They've got the server racks. They've got the location. They've got it all figured out. You just have to throw a little bit of Bitcoin in there and get your miner started up, as Mark and I have been doing for the last several months now, I think. Feels like 4 months now.
I should check my account.
Pool.bitcoin.com is where you can go. And, yes, you can log into your account there once you have one, and you can see how much you've been bringing in from your mining efforts. There's also, before you sign up, a handy calculator that will help you estimate what you might be able to help create in the Bitcoin universe by going to pool.bitcoin.com. That's pool.bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls, your thoughts, you can bring up anything that you want. Let's go to the phones. And first up to Marcia. She's in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hello, Marcia.
Yeah, hi.
Hey there.
I wanted to talk about the flag and Colin Kaepernick. Well, the last part rhymes with a man's genitals.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, he really is crap. I mean, he's taking the knee. He can protest what he wants, but I don't think it should be on the job time with the football. I mean, I still love this flag, and he should respect it. And he didn't do that bad in this country either. I would think he's a millionaire. Are you a millionaire, Ian?
What does that have to do with the flag? What does that have to do with the flag?
It's his job. I think he should stand up for that flag and respect it. Being a football player, he didn't make out that bad. And
should I also do the same thing? Should I also stand for the flag and respect it? Or do I get a pass because I'm on talk radio and I can have opinions?
You what? Yeah, you can, but I think you should. And first of all, they didn't pick him up. It's not because he's black. It's not because he did that. It's because he stinks as a player.
I wouldn't propose to know. I've heard arguments on both sides. I'm not an expert in football, but I've heard people make arguments on both sides that, A, he's a great quarterback or a good quarterback.
He's not a great quarterback. Tom Brady.
Right. If Tom Brady, here's what my question would be. If Tom Brady decided to take a knee at the next game, I'll bet you people all over America would be supporting him, though.
You're right, because Colin Kaepernick, I'm sorry, he is not a good player. That is why.
Critique his playing ability. I mean, to say that...
I can't rebut it.
To say that you need to bow down at the altar of this icon, this flag, that, oh, you've had success in the United States, so therefore you must worship this piece of cloth.
Let him go to Russia. Let him go to North Korea. Let's see how good he does over there.
In North Korea, they force you to worship at the altar of the Kims. What's the difference?
The only country more patriotic than the United States is North Korea.
North Korea? Mark, why don't you go there? Why don't you go there and sit with Fatso?
Frightening. They're frightening little fascists that just love, you know, their flag worship, their leader worship, and all their government can solve everything stuff. They're the opposite of everything I believe.
Well, you sound more logical than Ian, although I have a crush on Ian.
Ian likes to whip people up. It's his favorite thing, is to grab the cat by the tail and string it around.
That has nothing to do with it. I'm sorry, I don't have any respect for the idea of this icon being something that is supposed to be revered.
It's not an icon to me. I grew up...
Well, of course not. You think it's a god.
I,
that's why it's... You know, the people who think that the icon is God don't believe it's an icon. Right?
It's kind of an old Christian thing. I still think this is the best country in the whole world, and I respect our flag.
Hold on.
Just
I would say that we are in the top countries in the world, but you do know that the Heritage Foundation, by no means a liberal organization, has the United States in the, not even in the top 10 of freest countries economically. Cato Institute.
Just because we have rotten, douchebag politicians that don't care about the people.
And that's my
and just
question.
Care about has nothing to do with
flag,
what this country
though,
was founded on.
100%. It's the politicians. Do we not give force and power to the politicians by putting our hands over our heart and singing as loud as we can while one small tear crawls down your face?
Founded. What this country was founded on.
Yeah, they didn't even have a national anthem until the late 1900s.
Thanks for the call,
Mark. They didn't have a Pledge of Allegiance until the late 1900s. This is newfound patriotism, not the old stuff. Mm-hmm. The real patriots abhorred oaths. They fought a war against people that wanted loyalty oaths against them. Read American history, find out how people felt about loyalty oaths, and then come back and tell me about the Pledge of Allegiance. It might as well be called the loyalty oath that isn't a loyalty oath, because loyalty oaths are bad, but this loyalty oath is good.
She was talking about the flag, though. I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance is another thing entirely. As you mentioned earlier, it was written by a socialist in the late
1900s. The pledge and the anthem are wrapped up in people's minds so tight.
But we were also talking about the flag. She was talking about the flag, this icon, this thing that means so much more, just to the last caller, prior to her, that it means something to them that's different than what it means to, say, me or Colin Kaepernick or whatever. When I look at the flag, I see an icon of violence and of statism, where 50 states join together to create the world's most oppressive global state that is horrifying. And I think, as you've pointed out, in direct contradiction, addiction in so many ways to the intention, supposedly, of many of those founding fathers. But none of that matters, because the flag is all that matters. Sure, they can all see that the politicians are corrupt. They can see that clearly. They can see that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were a terrible choice as far as president is concerned.
See,
but none of that matters when the flag is brought up.
I disagree with you on this one.
What part?
To me, if the flag represented a country that was moving more towards liberty year after year,
mm-hmm.
Like, the definition of liberty, the fact that you can do what you want so long as you don't harm other people. If you do harm somebody, you make good on it.
Yeah, that doesn't happen here.
Right. So the United States is becoming less and less free. Don't expect me to pledge allegiance to a piece of fabric that represents the government that is becoming less and less free. If it was, you'd get my pledge. If we could see incremental and substantial, quantifiable changes in the direction of liberty, you can have my pledge.
I see what you're saying.
But I'm not going to support it when they're doing the wrong thing.
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to go and wipe my 20-year-old's butt because he is incompetent and continues to screw up. That's what people who give the pledge are. They're enabling parents of morons.
Never.
That's what happens when you tell politicians, oh, it's okay that you're screwing up, that you're stealing from people. People that you're, frankly, a den of liars and thieves, will continue to pledge allegiance to your accoutrement. No!
Right.
At some point or another, ladies and gentlemen, you have to tell these people no!
And that's what these players are doing in the NFL. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. More coming up with you. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You won't get put into a prison camp for, disrespecting the flag, but you sure will get hated on by a whole lot of people here in the United States. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us on the radio waves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just head on over and enjoy all the features that we share with you there, freetalklive.com. Other talk show hosts want to charge you money for their website, but we do it for free. You get archives, you get the webcam, you get a lot of the stuff they charge you for on those other talk show sites. Ours is free, so enjoy at freetalklive.com. Mark, there's a new project, Walking for, was it St. Jude?
Yeah, so if you go to walk.freetalklive.com, you can join Team Edge down in what they're having is a virtual walk. I'm not entirely sure what that means, but
there's actual walking involved, not like imaginary walking.
Yeah, we're going to do the 5K.
Not like putting on a virtual reality headset.
Yeah. So, will you go with me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so we'll go for a walk, you and I, I'll bring Laura, Jack. We'll have a fun time. I don't know if my mother is going to be able to make 5K or not, but we'll have a good time and we'll go on this walk. I've donated. If you please donate, we're trying to raise some money for St. Jude. If you don't know what St. Jude is, then that's going to be real important here. They have a lot of press. They're a big time charity.
We've done some fundraising for them.
I have. I like St. Jude as a charity. They do lots of research into cancer. They help childhood cancer is the thing, and no better way to raise some money than a kid, bald kid with cancer, right? And so just go there, take a look at some of these pics, and you'll be really, really, really like me. You'll be really happy your kid doesn't. For me, I like to just sit in gratitude about not having to deal with these problems. But St. Jude makes a terrible situation as good as they can for these families. Mm. So please, walk.freetalklive.com. If you want to help, in this area, is basically what we're doing is raising money to, A, help kids that have cancer today, and B, probably more importantly, stop cancer in the future.
And so is this a virtual walk thing something that we kind of decide when we do this, or how does that work?
Yeah, I think that we'll need to put together a date. I haven't done that yet. I mean, how hard? Okay, 5K. We'll do it, man.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. So there you go. Walk.freetalklive.com takes you to the donation page.
That's right. We're at 40% of our goal right now. So.
We haven't even talked about this yet.
Well, a listener put it together. He threw in some money.
I threw
in some money.
Okay.
And I believe he's matching. That's right. I just forgot about this. He's matching everything
anybody
listener. Puts in.
Does the listener want to be identified?
I don't know if he does.
All right. Well, then let's. Well, until we know, we won't identify the matching listener. Matching up to how much?
I think it was the first 500. I'll match it after that. I don't care.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up anything that you want. Let's go to Jim. He's in Wisconsin listening to WCLO in Janesville. Hello, Jim.
Hi. Thanks for putting me on.
Yes, sir. It's what we do.
All right. As far as North Korea goes, it's pretty obvious that he's never going to give up his nuclear weapons. I think the best thing to do is just contain him, just keep him where he is. As far as this health care bill they're trying to push through, well, it's not going to make it. And if it did, it would hurt so many people. It's just the wrong thing to do. I think what we should do is shore up the exchanges and improve.
Shore up the exchanges.
Yeah, can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, the insurance companies, they need money to keep it going. So if they
so
can
is this
do
whole
that,
scheme some kind of insurance company subsidization plan?
Actually, I'm in favor of Bernie Sanders' plan of a universal health care.
So you're in favor of the government deciding who gets to live, who gets to die. You're in favor of the government forcibly putting people under a health care program?
Well, they do that right now anyway.
Yeah, they've got Medicare, right? I mean, essentially, the government's already...
So, because the government's already, using violence, just do it how you want them to do it.
Well, the insurance companies and the drug companies are ripping us off left and right.
Yeah,
so
that's true. You think the government's going to somehow stop that?
Well, if the government got rid of the insurance companies that took it over...
You do understand that the government...
It'd be the same people. Those people would then go work for the government. Now they have to start a whole new bureaucracy. They're going to start the bureaucracy
with the higher-level
insurance people, and then they're going to get government paychecks rather than,
And then they'll have no competition. I mean, the insurance is already a highly regulated business where there's virtually no competition. But if you go to one single payer, then there's no competition. You have a monopoly over medical services, and then say goodbye to innovation, say goodbye to any kind of cost savings. I mean, we already know how expensive it is in the healthcare business, and that's because, the government has regulated that business to death.
Well, you can look at areas in healthcare like plastic surgery. You can look at veterinary medicine. You can look at LASIK.
Yeah.
You can look at these areas that are largely unregulated, and you can see prices fall over time. The thing about medicine as it is the government's so deep at this point that it seems like the only solution is to get the government in and stop price increases. But it's been so long since we've had a free market in medicine that people don't even know what it's like anymore.
Right, and nobody's calling for that. And, Jim, thanks for your call tonight. Nobody is on the political stage, at least, I would imagine, in D.C. Ron Paul's not there anymore.
Yeah, Rand Paul's probably doing a better job than most.
Nobody is calling for, maybe Rand Paul is, I haven't heard anything, I mean, would love to see this, but nobody's calling for freedom in healthcare. It's just all rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It's just some other political plan that is going to benefit the friends of the people who passed the plan, and it's going to punish the enemies of the people who are against the plan. I mean, that's all it's going to come down to. And the people of the United States are the political football in this particular case. You and your family's health, you're the ones who are being played with here. I mean, that's the worst part about all this. It's one thing when they're using some, you know, thing, some inanimate object or program or whatever as their political football, or an idea as a political football. But in this case, it's your own family and your health care, which is a pretty important thing, I think, to most people.
Right. I mean, you can see that college is basically, you know, every university except for Hillsdale College accepts government funds. They've got all these rules, and pricing continues to go up, 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 because, you know, people don't have a
relationship. And is the quality better? Is the quality of the education better? Is it more innovative now than it ever was? No, they're still doing the same old thing in hallowed halls of education and academia. They're still doing the same old thing, the same old way, and expecting to charge more and more for it every year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. You've got on the internet, you've got entire college curriculum offered for free. The only difference is, at the end of the day, you don't have a fancy stamped or signed piece of paper from that institution.
Right, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, you know, employers are still so bass-ackwards that, you know, if you walk in and say, look, I took the entire MIT curriculum on their, what do they call those things? They're massive, the MOOCs. Massive whatever online classes. I took their, you know, entire curriculum on a MOOC.
Yeah, and you can prove it by programming whatever they need you to program. You've got the skills.
But
what does the paper matter?
Where's your sheepskin?
It's just so behind the times. But, this once again goes back to our conversation about the old guard. We were talking about it in banking a while ago. You know, these are old businesses, old institutions that don't have the incentive to change because they're insulated from change. They're insulated from competition. Every time you see an upstart like an Uber or a Lyft or something that's challenging an old established industry, the established industry pushes back against it, and they're more than happy to use the violence of the state to ensure that they have their market segments. And it's just sick. It's sick. And nobody's calling to end government involvement in healthcare, which would, of course, solve all of these problems. It wouldn't be overnight. It wouldn't be overnight. But nobody in D.C., Mark, nobody seriously is considering any. There's not a plan in Congress to wipe out government involvement from healthcare. There's not a plan for that. No one's talking about that in D.C.
Yeah, I'd say the closest is Rand Paul, but it would be a pretty untenable position right now to basically say the government should be entirely out of healthcare.
That's the best position. That's the only one that's going to actually result in healthcare innovation and cost lowering and more competition, which is good for people. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The Crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the Crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the Crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? And then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight as we continue. We'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. And if you like what we do on Free Talk Live, you like that we talk about the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency on the radio 7 nights a week. We are live 7 nights a week, in case you didn't know. So, you know, Monday through Sunday, 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time, we're there. Whether your station airs us live or not is another question. Whether you're listening live or via podcast, again, it's up to you. There's a lot of different ways to listen. But regardless, we are here 7 nights a week. And if you like the fact that we're getting the message of freedom on the radio in, what, over 160 radio stations right now throughout the week, then you want to support the show? $5 a month is all that we ask over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, some perquisites. You get access to cool things like the Amp Only Facebook group, the Amp Only podcast, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, as well as PayPal and Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. ampamp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, your calls and thoughts. Art, you're in Indiana listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Art.
Ian and Mark. Man, guys, I'm enjoying this show, by the way.
Thanks. Thanks. Go ahead.
Okay, man, I got a slew of different things to kind of rattle through, but hopefully you'll...
pick one or two. We don't have a whole time for...
Okay.
You know,
I'll pick Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick for $1,000.
All right. So, all right. It's on. Go ahead.
I think that... I hate to say it, but we're supposed to be some of the brightest people on the planet, right? I mean, this is the greatest country
that ever was, and so forth.
You hear the philosophy and all the dogma. So we're supposed to be so bright. But here's the issue about a guy kneeling because he doesn't like what's going on, and we basically do this us versus them thing, and it basically just promotes the argument. What about just solving the problem? He's basically saying, look, there's something wrong with our police system. We definitely need to address this. It isn't just happening in one place in the United States. It's happening all over the United States. So why don't we do this? If we're so bright, let's just solve the problem.
But that presumes that people can agree with what he's saying, and there are so many people out there who disagree that they think the police are heroes.
That's what that's where my way parts from Colin Kaepernick and the Black Lives Matter folks, because they want to make it an issue of race. And I would say it is inarguable that U.S. American police officers are discharging their weapons at a significantly higher rate than other westernized country, law enforcement officers in westernized countries, that they're killing more citizens. The people that they're there to serve, they're killing more of them, and that shows a systemic and endemic problem. And if we can address that, then we solve the problem. Whereas I don't think that I can see how somebody sees it from the race standpoint, but I think that it is the wrong, direction to solve this problem.
Okay, so I'll let you in on a secret. I'm an African-American male here in Indiana.
Are you? Okay.
So, to me, I see it the same way as you do. I'm not sure if it's Ian and Mark that had the last comment, but it really comes down to a situation of how we see policing. I'm not certain that it's race, but America has a past that's pretty checkered when it comes to race.
Oh, yeah.
And race becomes the knee-jerk reaction to this must be the new norm for people who don't like, let's say, people of color or people of whatever the case may be.
Well, right. Didn't the police start as slave catchers back in the day? Isn't that kind of how it all started?
Don't expect them to know.
I said, didn't the police start as slave catchers way back in the day? Isn't that
Absolutely.
How the whole thing started?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. So, I mean, there is a bias that I think African-Americans do have regarding police, but I think it's a problem. We're talking about kneeling, people. It's a problem that we can solve if we just decide to deal with the issue. So why don't we just deal with the issue? This, to me, you can solve it. The other issue I guess I'd talk about is North Korea.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Look, North Korea, I'm going to tell you right now, China doesn't want us there. So it will be, I will tell you, it's my opinion, I think that the China will invade North Korea before the United States decide to do anything over in South Korea to promote any type of incident.
Yeah, if I were in charge, you know, God King of Merca, I would go ahead and just say, hey, look, Xi Jinping, what's it going to take here? Yeah, what's it going to take to handle this North Korea issue? You want us out of North Korea? Fine. We're not going to get out of Taiwan. Sorry. Whatever. You want to build some islands in the South China Sea? All right. Whatever it is, whatever it takes, fine. I think that that'd be where I'd be looking to negotiate. We're talking about a new nuclear power that is clearly out of its mind.
Right. Yeah, I mean, China basically has a wild dog on its southern, or that corner of its southern border. And they need to, it will eventually be their problem, and maybe Russia's problem later on in the future. When it comes to nuclear proliferation, I gotta tell you, I heard, I don't know if it was Ian or Mark that said it earlier, but it's true. If I have a gun, and everybody else around me have a gun, and they want me to put mine down, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Right.
So,
I mean, I can understand how Kim Jong-un is thinking. The problem is that it's the rhetoric. It's the, thinking
the flying,
that the rhetoric that worked on Bush, Clinton, and Obama is going to work on Trump. Please, chubby, crazy world leaders. Settle down.
Well, now, wait a minute. I mean, if it was all just rhetoric, because this was the argument I'd made before, it was like, what's new? Well, you said that what was new recently was like some sort of level
They're
of nuclear testing.
Both right. of them.
Nuclear testing that hasn't happened at a level ever in North Korea. And so that's
right.
the supposed excuse as to why now they're all of a sudden more dangerous.
They're now... Trump
was a hermit state for a long time.
Trump is now flying B-1B bombers along the coasts of North Korea.
Yeah, that happened, apparently.
Yeah, that ain't going to go well.
It never will go well, but it
nope.
basically comes down to saber rattling. I mean, do we really want to go to war with North Korea? No.
I don't know who we is. I'm not going to...
We in the context of the United States.
No.
So that's the we. We don't want to go to war with North Korea because
right.
it was...
Donald Trump and his children...
More South Korea, Japan, and every other ally that we have in that region. So we don't yep. want that.
Donald Trump, his children, the rest of the the liars and thieves in Washington, D.C., and their children, they're not going to fight that war. It's going to be
true.
A bunch of guys that swore an oath to, to protect a flag that they truly believe in, to, protect a country they truly believe in, and then they're going to be left shell-shocked and, out of their minds and then
and
left
suicide.
Behind in a VA hospital that's covered in mold.
Art, good call tonight, man.
Thanks for
sharing with us. Appreciate it. Let's bring Denise in here. She's online listening in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Denise.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, hey, guys.
Welcome.
This is comic relief after all that serious talk.
All right, good.
I think there should be a reality show for you and Ian, for you, Ian, Mark, Daryl, Melanie, and Heather, and all the other guys, to be stranded on an island and see who wins.
It's like to see.
And I know Mark is going to say, "I'm going to win."
I'm stronger than the rest, and I'm taking jujitsu. But Daryl can run like the Dickens. I'll never catch him.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but running on an island. I mean, we have to eat and survive.
We'll eat Ian.
Running may not be the strong suit. I listen to you guys at work on the archives. I love you so much.
Thank you.
The other thing I have is I'm a germaphobe.
Mm.
So the MyPillow, you send it back if you don't like it after you've slobbered on it and drooled on it and done other things on it. If I buy a MyPillow, has it been sanitized?
I have no answer.
That's a darn
this is a
good
question.
Question
we have never been asked.
I bet you they would know.
I can tell you that unlike the used couch that you find on the side of the road, that the MyPillow is something you can launder. So it would be more akin to taking a T-shirt from somebody, if they even do this. I suspect they don't need to. But nonetheless, the fact that you can launder the MyPillow kind of appeals to the germaphobe in me,
Are you a germaphobe, Mark?
I go along.
But you can wash it. I mean, you can wash it.
Yeah,
yeah. I have done it. I've actually done it. It took me like a year to find it.
Quite a few times.
Now, who's speaking? Ian, you have never washed that pillow.
No, I have. I have.
Did it once.
I've done it once.
Oh, you did? Okay, well, I missed that one.
I did it because, I was like, it's been a year. I should probably at least try this since I've talked about doing it. And, I've talked about that you can do it.
Jazzy the dog probably lies on it and.
Not mine, but she's got her own, actually. I got Jazzy her own, my pillow, because I have pet pillows over there.
No,
and
I
make
really
up the stairs anymore.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Denise. I appreciate the call. Very, very kind.
Sure.
I appreciate that. And enjoy the MyPillow if you get one, because I've been enjoying mine, and Jazzy loves hers. And code FTL, right, Mark?
Yep.
All right.
FTL,
that gets you discounts
code
on all
FTL.
Of them. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes,
toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.